This Teaching English Listening is brought to you by the British Council.
So, Geraldine, just tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from a place in Belfast, Northern Ireland, called Glenard. It was Glenard up until 1970. Yeah, the Protestants burnt down Old Ardoyne, leading from the Crumlin Road, and then Glenard became New Ardoyne. Still is New Ardoyne, so it is.
Right. And what would you say were the major changes in your area from when you were a little girl to when you were in your 30s when you left?
Oh, it was the Troubles. It was the Troubles in 1969. Because we were brought up to believe that everyone was the same, no matter what religion you were. But when the Troubles happened, it was just devastating. We lost our freedom. You know, we couldn't go where we wanted to go. We were confined to the area that you lived in, and that went on for many years.
Did you lose anybody you loved in the Troubles?
Oh God, everybody lost somebody. Yeah, there was a cousin, he was killed in a bomb blast. And then there was friends just down the street that were shot by the British Army. And then my young nephew, his best friend, he was riddled by a passing car by the Protestants. Oh yeah, it was dreadful.
I was going to ask you what your area is famous for.
Well, unfortunately, that would be what it's famous for. Prior to that, 69, it was the loveliest community. We had neighbours, you know. Everybody had their keys in the door. You know, you just came home, your key was there, you turned the key. You know, my mum, God rest her, she was a single parent, really. And she worked day and night. So the older sister, she took over the house, you know. And then, it was a lovely community. The neighbours were wonderful. Everybody knew everybody. But that's all gone now.
What's it like now?
Funny enough, I was there in March, because I go home every St. Paddy's. My sister and my best mate, we always go away on St. Paddy's for 2 or 3 days. But Ardoyne now is these big, gaudy terrace houses. Everybody just lives in their own wee house. Nobody bothers with anybody.
Would you say there was anything, any special food associated with where you're from?
Oh, God, oh, we're famous for the Irish stew. Fantastic. The interesting thing is that growing up as kids, you always knew there was a bit of money in the house, because with the champ we used to get, if there was no money, you only got the champ, which was potatoes and scallions, spring onions. If there was a bit of money, you got a bit of meat. The Irish stew and the champ, yeah.
And the last thing, is your region famous for having a special accent?
Well, I have to be honest. Anyone I've met, say they love the accent, I personally think it's awful. I think it's very flat. But hey.